This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yaqeen, certainty. There's a difference between knowledge and being certain of our knowledge. And certainty is one of those important aspects that builds the character, the ethics, the morality of us as believers, because it makes us certain of our accountability to the higher power, to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to appreciate that it's not just I know that Allah is there, I know that He sent us our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it gives us something greater. It gives us the certainty that yes, the reward that has been promised is true. And sadly, for some, the punishment that is deserved will also be a reality and true. Al-yaqeen is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established in the Quran in different levels. There's ilm al-yaqeen, there is the knowledge that leads to certainty, things that we know that can make us certain about Allah. And yaqeen, this certainty, is something that is witnessed to. And it's something that is known because we have seen its reality in our life. And I want you to understand that for many of us as Muslims, the reasons we are finding it difficult at times to be complete in our relationship with Allah is not that we don't know enough about Allah, or that we haven't heard enough about Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we are not familiar with verses of the Quran or particular texts and hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that the answers to our questions haven't been answered well. But the reason we're not able to translate our knowledge into practice is the issue of certainty. So the person who lays in bed at 5:30 in the morning, when they should rise and wake up to answer the call of Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Prayers are more significant, more important, better for you in your life, in your existence now and in the next life, than the sleep that you're going to have for this 1 hour that's left in your sleep. That the reason we're unable to push off us our blankets is because certainty. It's not that we don't know the obligation of the prayer. It's that at times in our heart, there's this doubt that Allah will hold us accountable. That there might be this entrance of the statement of the shaitan in our heart that makes us believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiving, even though He has warned us of being of those who is going to take us to task. At the same time, it might be that in our hearts, yes, I believe in Jannah, but you know, there's this lingering doubt that remains in there. And therefore, I wish to speak to myself and you honestly through a dictate of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he received it in the Quran as a way of mentoring him and the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, about how to consolidate faith, how to achieve iman, how to increase yaqeen in Allah. And that is in a very simple way. First and foremost is that when there is a doubt that has crept in our heart in the form of a question, that we ask the people of knowledge. And Allah tells us in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the learned if you are not aware of the answer to the question, if you do not have knowledge about a particular issue. You see this as being a constant habit of the elite of the prophets of Allah. So I want you to consider in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who's Ibrahim? Ibrahim, he is referred to by Allah in the Quran as the one who became the best friend of Allah. He took Allah as his best friend, so Allah took him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ Ibrahim Khalila. Allah allowed Ibrahim to become an intimate friend of his. Ibrahim was aware of Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, I allowed Ibrahim to see the realities and the dominion and the majesty of the heavens and the earth. Ibrahim was able to witness so much that gave him knowledge of God. But there comes that point, even amongst the elite, where they demonstrate, Allah uses them to demonstrate to us the importance of asking a question. Now, this isn't a sign when you ask a question like this that you are lacking in faith. Hasha wa kalla, that Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't have in his heart certainty. But I want you to see the way the question is phrased and how Allah's response is it as being a lesson for you and I to pursue knowledge of things that at times, if we were to leave them, they would undermine our yaqeen, undermine our certainty in Allah, undermine our knowledge in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Ibrahim by saying, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Ibrahim says, oh my Lord, show me how you will bring the dead to life. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنُ. Allah says, Ibrahim, is it because you lack faith? Is it because you're uncertain? Is it because you don't believe in me completely? قَالَ بَلَا وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. My Lord, I do believe in you with certainty. I do have iman that is complete in you in Allah. But I want my heart to have no agitation. I want my heart to be tranquil with tumanina, with completion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't respond by saying, well, since you believe and you've admitted you believe, then wait until the day of judgment. Why do you need to see how I will bring the dead to life? Allah rather indulges Ibrahim and says, Ya Ibrahim, take, خُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Take four different types of birds, shapes, sizes, feathers, colors, and slice them up, dice them into fine, mix them into different categories. وَاجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. And surround the mountain sides all around you with different clumps of their mixed flesh. ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنْ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. And then call them to you. They will come to you, put and manufactured back into each other. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهِ. And know that Allah is the one who is all-knowing, the one who is all-wise, the one who is almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam. Could you imagine Moses alayhi salam? He speaks to Allah directly. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah speaks to Musa and Musa responds to Allah. Musa stands on the mountain, Turi Sayna, and he says, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, in Surah Al-A'raf. O Allah, allow me to look upon your blessed face. Qala lan tarani. Allah says, you will not be able to see me in this life, O Musa. Walakin unzur ila al-jabal. But look to the mountain over there. Allah doesn't just simply say no, but Allah demonstrates to Musa why. And that's why it's important for our families, our children, for ourselves, that we don't just hear the text, but we also seek to understand as much of it as we can. There will be certain things that we will not be able to understand. And there are certain things that we simply have to say, sami'na wa ata'na. But for a vast majority of aspects in our life, we should come to a point where we ask questions and seek their answers. Allah says, look to the mountain over there at the great distance, that massive structure, Ya Musa. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If that mountain remains firm, upright, as you remain to see it now, you'll be able to see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah allowed some of His majesty, some of His beauty, some of His countenance to become known to that mountain, an iota of the majesty of Allah became unveiled to that mountain, it was destroyed from the blessedness of Allah. It came to an end and it turned into pulverized dust. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And from that sight and experience, Moses fell down to unconsciousness and death. Allah brought him back. And Moses came to know that this is an unreal expectation. Isa alayhi salam asks Allah on behalf of the Hawariyin, people who believe in Allah, bring down a table spread, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth chapter of the Quran, that we can eat from the fruits of Jannah, from the food of Jannah. نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. We want to eat from it so that our hearts are at ease. Everything you have said, we believe in it, but we want one more sign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. I will bring it down to you, and the one who eats of it and disbelieves in me, I will punish them in a way that they will never be punished amongst mankind. Let us be from those who seek to build our certainty in Allah by asking the people of knowledge, by not allowing our questions to remain unanswered, by approaching our children and giving them an opportunity. And I hope that this is a function that I and many of the people of influence and knowledge within our communities can seek to address it. This is one of the reasons that we seek to hold these kind of summits and meetings, even if it's virtually behind your screen today, to increase our iman, our children's iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consolidate our faith, give us knowledge, but also increase our certainty. certainty by being able to engage with that knowledge with the premise of سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. سُبْحَانَكَ رَبَّنَا مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. Allah, we always acknowledge that you are the most mighty and you are the most complete, and we will never worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our yaqeen in heart and give us knowledge that is practiced. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَزِدْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَحَبِيبِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.